that life full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life.
The Handcrafted Spirits Radio Show on TSN 1410, presented by Sid's Handcrafted Vodka, presents The Good Life with Cassandra Anderton.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Find out what's going on in the world of food, wine, and spirits around Vancouver, and meet the pros behind the bars and behind some of the city's most popular dining spots. It's The Good Life.
Today's Craft Spirits Show is brought to you from the Union, down just on the border of Strathcona and Chinatown. And we're here with bartender Rob Hoover.
Hi there.
How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
I'm a little wet,
yep.
As is most of Vancouver.
It's a damp day.
It is. I understand that you're launching a new menu today.
Yeah.
So this is kind of an opportune time to check in.
Yeah.
I've dined at the Union several times, and very flavorful food, mm-hmm. a lot of Southeast Asian influences.
Yeah, that's the whole idea behind our
yeah,
menu.
Yeah, yeah. Shared tables. I'm just looking around and thinking I've seen this place pretty packed many times.
Yeah.
And a great bar. So maybe we can start talking a little bit about the happy hour that you've got going on here, and then
sure.
we'll go into what's happening on the new menu.
Yeah, so our happy hour runs every day from 5 until 6:30, and then again from 10 until close, and then all day Sunday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and that has a beer, cocktails, wine.
And all day Sunday, the drinks are on special, too.
That's right.
Cool. And do you have a brunch menu, or is it just the one menu?
We do have a brunch menu.
Okay,
yeah.
So brunch and cocktails.
Yeah.
What am I doing this Sunday? What are you doing this Sunday, listeners? We'll talk a little bit more about what's on the new menu, and then we'll talk about these beautiful cocktails I have sitting in front of me. So what is new, and what is the style of your menu?
So we are generally Southeast Asian influenced.
Okay.
So we have a lot of things with coconut milk, passion fruit, regular coconut milk, water, I should say.
Yeah.
Lemongrass, black pepper, passion fruit, that kind of stuff. Smoky teas. So we pull from Korea, we pull from China, we pull from the whole area.
And what would be one of the signature dishes here?
One of the signature dishes would be probably the chaka hanoi.
Chaka
it's
hanoi.
It's a cod dish with turmeric chili. It's vibrant, it's delicious.
Big flavors going on
yeah.
this menu. Lots
yeah.
of color. I remember plates coming out. Great and opportunities for Instagram photos.
Yeah, and I try and kind of match that with the cocktail list as well.
Okay, so getting to the cocktails, what would you say is sort of your style of cocktail? Is it Southeast Asian influences as the menu is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we kind of do here. Like, I'll play around with other things. Like, I'll bring in, like, Caribbean flavors or a lot of rum, a lot of tequila. I like to play around with that. And, of course, whiskey and rye and bourbons are
okay.
probably my favorite to play with. But, yeah.
Okay, so what would be one of your sort of favorite pairings on the menu? If I were to order the cod dish, what was it that the one that we just talked about? Sorry, the hanoi?
The chaka hanoi.
Chaka hanoi, thank you.
Yeah.
What would you suggest pairing with that?
On the cocktail menu, I'd say, I don't know, I'm kind of pushing everything towards my newer cocktails.
Okay.
So I'd say, maybe the Iron Orchid.
Iron Orchid.
It's a Scotch cocktail, but it doesn't taste like a traditional.
Okay,
Scotch
and some
cocktail.
Of the odd societies in there, the
vermouth. It's an oolong
tea
syrup,
oh.
lemon, plum and root beer bitters. I think it would just complement the two very well.
All right. Might have to come back for that one.
Yeah.
So today we've got two cocktails in front of me, and I'm interested to know what is going on in both of these.
So the first one is actually one of the first cocktails I made when I had started here before I became bar manager. But it's made with the Odd Society Mongrel. It's their moonshine. Mixed in with some Cointreau, A wolfberry and hibiscus shrub that we make here.
Ah, this coconut is the milk. Hibiscus I see here. Yeah. Yeah, and that's what gives the pink color.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well that is delicious. I could see myself getting into trouble if I sipped on that one for too long.
Yeah, it's a dangerous game
because
it's delicious.
And moonshine.
Yeah.
And the other one served up in a martini glass with these beautiful cherries.
Yeah.
And more of a orangey mango color. So can you tell me about that?
Yeah, that's the Gaunin.
Okay.
It's lemongrass and black pepper infused gin that I make here, mixed with some shochu from China, Montenegro Amaro, the Odd Society Cassis again. I like to use a lot of local products.
Yeah, Odd Society just down the road.
Yeah.
So. And I think that's where we first met, in fact.
It is, so, yeah. Yeah. With passion fruit, lemon, gome, and another local product, the Bittered Sling Moondog Bitters.
Okay. So this one is indeed beautiful, and these are just some marinated cherries.
Brandy cherries.
Yeah. Okay. So these cocktails and the new menu are all available starting today.
Today.
And
yeah.
Today is Thursday, but this show will be playing on Saturday.
Yeah.
So we will look forward to coming down here for brunch and maybe back for happy hour. So thanks, Rob, and I'm going to get to sipping these drinks.